Well, good morning. Well, it is a gorgeous morning out there. So we're going to preach and then we're going to go outside and have a great day. Just want to remind you about Alpha class. Well, Butch said it was the second class that's this week. Don't feel that that's a hindrance to coming if you didn't come to the first class. Feel free to come on up. Actually, last week was just kind of like an intro to talk about what the class was about, what the course is about. So come on up tonight, check it out. We'll have dinner. We'll have a lesson. We'll have some discussion and dessert. If you like food, you'll love Alpha. Okay. And there's good fellowship and a lot to learn, whether you've been a Christian all your life or whether you're just asking questions about Christ. Doesn't matter what end of the spectrum you're at. Alpha is a course that you will enjoy and will benefit from. Okay. Let's turn our Bibles to the Gospel of John, chapter 20, or you can just look up on the screen. Gospel of John, chapter 20, starting with verse 19. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed him his hands and his side, and the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again Jesus said, "Peace be with you, as the Father has been with me, as the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that you send your Holy Spirit to give us supernatural understanding, that we don't have to just have the wisdom of man, but we have the wisdom of God to understand your word. Lord, show us not just the truth that was 2,000 years ago, but Lord, show us the truth of how this applies to our lives this very day. Now, Father God, come and move in our midst. Open our hearts and our ears and our minds to hear your word and understand it. And understanding it, Lord, might we apply it and live it. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. This is one of those passages that has great stuff in it and also stuff where I go, ah. Peace be with you. Great. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. Oh. I mean, think about this. This is the day of the resurrection yet. The evening of the resurrection. Sunday. Friday. They had seen Jesus beaten, bloody, beaten till he was unrecognizable. Then, hung upon a cross, until he died and then buried. They saw this. And Jesus is saying, "As the Father sent me, so I am sending you." Oh, goody. Anybody who ever said following the Lord was going to bring you nothing but blessings and good things isn't reading the same Bible I'm reading. In fact, the Lord tells us that we will each one have trials, that we will each one be persecuted just as He was persecuted. This is the word of encouragement our Lord gives us. Maybe you find that encouraging to know that you too could die a gruesome, painful death for your faith. I need to think about that for a minute before I can get excited about it. Anybody here with me on that, or am I the only one? I don't think I am. But peace be with you. Peace. Let's start there. Let's go back. Peace be with you. He is the Prince of Peace. He's saying, I am with you. And He has promised us that He would be with us always. And He tells us that again later. I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. And how is He going to do that? Well, He tells us through the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit as He breathes on them. He said, receive the Holy Spirit. That's how we're receiving the Lord of Peace. He gives it to us. He gives it to His disciples here. And He gives them that peace. Now, peace doesn't mean that there's no longer any fear. Peace just means that even though there's fear and everything going around, in the center, there's calm and there's hope. And yes, even joy. That's how our Lord was able to go to the cross, because there was hope in His action. He knew it wasn't a loss to go to the cross. He knew it was a win. He knew that He wasn't giving His life for nothing, but instead that He was giving His life for my sins, for my life, and for you in your life. For that of His disciples. That's why He went to the cross. He did it because His Father asked of Him, because for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe on Him should have eternal life. Wow. Remember that believe in this context does not mean just the intellectual assent. I believe. The demons believe. It's coupled with an action, and not just any action, but the action of following Jesus. Belief necessitates a particular action. Just as if I were to yell, fire, if you were to believe me, it would necessitate a particular action. That action would be to get up and leave. To get up and battle the fire. Not to get up and light more matches. To believe in Jesus necessitates that particular action of following Him. And He tells His disciples here that as the Father has sent me, I am sending you. Which leads us to the next troubling passage for me. It says, receive the Holy Spirit. Verse 23 is a difficult passage for me. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. Anybody here ever struggle with that passage? Just kind of wonder what's going on with this? I mean, is this saying that that God has now given to me or given to these disciples the privilege of handing out salvation, of determining whose sins are going to be forgiven and whose not? In one sense, yes, He has. Because He says that He has. But in another sense, He hasn't. But remember, we need to interpret Scripture with Scripture. Now, what were one of the reasons that people got mad at Jesus? Oh, when He told the paraplegic, He said, "Your sins are forgiven, get up and walk." Well, who are you to say that? Tell these people that their sins are forgiven? The blind man told them that his sins are forgiven. You can see, your sins are forgiven. Who are you to say that sins are forgiven? Only God can forgive sins. And that's true. However, we've been sent with the gospel, the good news, the proclamation that Jesus died on the cross and rose again. The end of the beginning. That's why I asked Butch to sing that. I heard that this last week. I said, yes, I need to have that song this week. And God brought it together so that it happened. Even because I had forgotten to call Butch and talk to him about it. And we just were sitting visiting that yesterday afternoon. I said, oh yeah, that's right. I got this song I want you to do. I don't remember what it is. And about 15 minutes later, I remembered. And he said, yeah, I know that song. He said, I'll give it a whirl. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. How can I forgive someone's sins? Because my righteousness is like filthy rags, right? But yet I have the righteousness of Christ that has been given to me through the grace of God. So on the one hand, I may be a sinner, but on the other hand, I'm forgiven of my sin. God forgave me of sin. How are my sins forgiven? By the work Jesus did on the cross. How can I forgive somebody else's sins? By telling them about the work Jesus did on the cross. If I choose to tell someone about the good news of Jesus Christ, I am offering them forgiveness of their sins. And if I choose not to, I am denying them forgiveness of their sins. Oh, if that doesn't give you a chill, folks, you're not thinking that one through. You have the gift of salvation. And it's yours to dispense or not to. The Father has sent me, I am sending you. It's not going to be easy. Not everybody is lovable. But Jesus was on the very cross and saying, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. How do you and I forgive somebody's sins? Or deny them forgiveness of their sins? By telling them the gospel message or not telling them the gospel message. Sometimes we don't tell them because for some strange reason we're embarrassed. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, that's just the work of the enemy. Somehow got you confused with the wisdom of the world or what's cool today or whatever, but to be embarrassed by the fact that you're a Christian, or to be embarrassed by Jesus, it's just wrong. We need to be excited about Jesus. We need to be willing to go to the cross if necessary. Proclaim the truth of the gospel. Another reason why we might not share the gospel message, we somehow don't like that person. And why should I give them that which is the most valuable thing I have? Problem is that the amount of grace and mercy I have received by God is not diminished in any way when I give it out to somebody else. I can never diminish the amount of grace God has given me. I can only increase it. And how do I increase it? By sharing it. Why else might we not choose the gospel, share the gospel? Sometimes we're just lazy and it's worked. It's difficult, it's hard. It's not always easy. Again, we go back to, as the Father has sent me, so am I sending you. Salvation is free. It doesn't cost anybody anything. The price has already been paid. However, being a follower of Jesus costs us everything that we are. There is no part of our life He doesn't want to be Lord over. There is no asset that we have that is not rightfully His. There is no time that is my time. Hey, anybody here ever been guilty of saying, this is my time? I need a little break right now. Just leave me alone. He owns all of it. It's all His. When He saved us, He owns us lock, stock, and barrel. Because we have the choice of being His or not being His. But if we are His, that means that everything we are is His too. So when we're told that if we forgive anyone their sins, they are forgiven, you can go back over here to Matthew. And it talks a little bit differently about the same thing. Chapter 28, verse 19, and says, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. See, what this is talking about is how well we choose to follow Him. If we forgive them, how can we forgive them best? By giving them the gospel message. How can we best follow our Lord? How can we best go as He has sent us to proclaim the gospel message? You say, but I'm not a person who can talk to other people. Okay. God created each one of us differently. Some of us have got big mouths and a loud people, obnoxious, going to get in somebody's face. You know, God made people like that to do that, to get in people's face and say, you got to hear about Jesus. Some of us He made quiet and kind of like to be in the background. And those people need to be quiet and be in the background, but share the gospel in their quietness. It can be done both ways. Some people need to hear it loud and obnoxious. Some people need to hear it quiet and unobtrusive. Some people need to hear it both ways. Got to have multiple people talking to them. Planting seeds, watering, weeding, finally a harvest. It's a chain of events. Some people will get up front here and they'll preach. Some people will preach to hundreds, some to thousands, some to just a few. Some people will go and travel to far countries, specifically as a missionary, some as a businessman, and in their lunches, just share the gospel. But in their business dealings, no, I don't do deals that aren't right. I don't do the illegal things. Why? Because it would dishonor my Lord. And you share why. You're a teacher in a school. Well, I can't preach the word in class. I would get it thrown out. You live the word. You live the gospel. And those kids come and talk to you. And they say, teacher, I have this problem. Can you share with them the love of Christ and the gospel message? Each and every one of us can and needs to do so. Because that's how we either extend or withhold the forgiveness of their sins. Is do we extend to them the truth of the gospel message as the Lord has sent us to do? Or don't we? And as He sent the disciples that day, He is sending you and I today out into the world where we're at. He might call us to go somewhere else later, but it's where are you right now? What are you doing right now? Let's pray. Father God, we do come before You. This morning we give You praise. Lord, I thank You for those people who were faithful when they were sent to sharing the gospel message with me. For in their sharing the gospel message, they gave me forgiveness of my sins through You and Your grace. Lord, I ask that You would strengthen each of us this day to be strong for You and Your Word, or to live for You and not be swayed by the world, but instead to be changers of the world. Or that we would indeed remember that we are Your representatives acting on Your behalf, and that each and every person that we run into needs, that they need the message of salvation through Jesus Christ. Lord, might we be faithful in sharing it properly at that time. Lord, sometimes it's going to be through just a smile. Sometimes it's going to be through a quiet conversation. Sometimes it'll be on a hand, a hand on a shoulder if somebody's crying. And sometimes, Lord, it will be through bringing correction to someone who's going down the wrong path. But always, Lord, might we share Your mercy and Your grace as abundantly and as willingly as You did with us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.